Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the 16th chapter of the book of Judges, we read the story of Samson and Delilah. And in verse 5 in chapter 16, we read, "The lords of the Philistines came to Delilah and said to her, 'Coax Samson and find out what makes his strength so great and how we may overpower him so that we may bind him in order to subdue him. And we will each give you 1,100 pieces of silver.'" You can't read the story of Samson and Delilah and not feel as if Samson got exactly what he deserved. If you read, you'll recognize that his relationship was based on lies, and he knew it. Delilah knew it. And even the Philistines were counting on it. Three times, Delilah tricked Samson into giving himself up to the Philistines, and three times, Samson overlooked the transgression. You see, his lust for Delilah overwhelmed his better judgment, assuming he had the capacity for better judgment at all, which I think is in question. At the end of the story, Samson looks like a bald, broken fool. Now, there are many reasons why we may be tempted to overlook the failings of someone we're attracted to. We may excuse the lies, hurtful words, even the abusive actions of someone with whom we feel we are in love. You know, but true love does not lie, nor does it abuse. And a harmful offense by a partner or a spouse should not be forgiven without evidence of real repentance. I mean, we're all tempted to be fools for love and for lust. But let's not be fools for life. Let's pray. Lord God, if we truly love someone, if we believe that a person loves us, then deceit should have no place in that relationship. Lord God, we surely will fail in our efforts to love to the best of our ability from time to time, but a pattern of lies and hurtful behavior are unacceptable. Help us, Lord God, not to allow ourselves to be bound up in unhelpful and unhealthy relationships. Grant us the strength to break free from people who would willingly break us down. Lord God, we know we make foolish decisions now and again, but more than anything, we want to enjoy faithful relationships. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.